You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy? You're the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show in our discussion about nature centers. We have with us Lori McSweeney, Executive Director at Waldemar, and Kit Rich, the Nature Center Coordinator from Harris Nature Center. Lori, let me ask you the tough question we haven't really gotten into, which is the fundraising that goes into making the Nature Center flourish, because I would imagine in tough times, money gets tough to find. So why don't you tell us what you've been doing in order to raise funds to run the Nature Center?
It is a really good question, and I think that most people don't understand how challenging it is for Waldemar, because we don't have any other resources for our funding. We have three arms of funding. One is our newly formed endowment, which we're very proud of. It has about $300,000 in it now and is actually generating some of that operation dollar for us now. So we're always looking for people to and encouraging them to become involved in the endowment. We have our programs, which are doing very well, and they do bring in a stream of revenue for us, and they help to pay for those the operation dollars. And then we look to the community, and what I say is nobody's forcing anybody to contribute to Waldemar, and yet here we are 40 years strong, and people are still funding us, and that tells us that this community wants us to be here. So we really are very blessed. We do have to continue to pursue all of our revenue streams. And this last 2 years was hard. The corporate dollars, really, we saw them drop off. And so our board has been very good about looking to strengthen our revenue streams. So we have those three avenues. The other one that's very nice is our membership, where most organizations just take in a membership dollar and then they pay for the membership program. Our membership actually does go back into our education programs. And the reason for that is because I don't have any other staff that are helping with our membership. Everything is volunteered. And so when we look at our members, they know at the end of the day, their dollars have really helped to keep the lights on and the electricity so that those kids can continue their education.
Wow. And Kit, what about you? What are you guys doing for fundraising?
Well, the Harris Nature Center is owned by Meridian Township, so we do get support through a park millage, but as our property taxes have gone down, of course, that percentage has also decreased, and every so many years we're at the whim of the voters to decide that they want to continue to support us. So that does take care of our operating supplies for the time being. And then we have to look at, anything else we want to do to improve the Nature Center and to make it a more interesting place, or to add to what is here. And right now our idea is to create a river overlook platform that could be used for educational school groups to come and sit there and have their lesson while we're learning about the river, or the general public can come and also use that. And so this is totally separate, and we do have a foundation, a group of people who are spearheading the effort to raise the funds to create this new river overlook. So we're always looking for participants in that.
Sounds interesting. What kind of programs do you guys have going with the schools that are going to be taking place this fall when the kids get back in school? Kit, why don't we start with you?
Okay. Well, we have the traditional school programs where teachers will give us a call, and we have a number of programs that we've already set up that correspond to their curriculum for different age groups. So, you know, it might be about animal adaptations or the balanced ecosystem, how the prey-predator relationships are, or it's an insect program, whatever it is that they like. They come out and they have an hour and a half of little bit inside usually, especially if they need to meet the critters, and then all outside exploring and doing in the outdoors that the things that they cannot do when they're in the classroom and getting those hands-on experiences. And we're also part of, as I know Waldemar is also, something called Annie's Big Nature Lesson. And this is a really wonderful, unique experience that's offered to kids from all the different school districts in the Lansing area, where they come and make the Nature Center their classroom for an entire week. And the teachers do the majority of the actual teaching, but they set up shop in our Nature Center, and they use all of the grounds, the woods, the meadows, you know, ponds, rivers, whatever we've got, because, of course, that outdoor area is the Nature Center. And then we provide expert lessons each day teaching about a specific topic. It might be owls. It might be sometimes we do geocaching, just all kinds of whatever the teacher needs to make their week a great learning opportunity for the kids.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Lori, how is it different at Waldemar? What do you do in addition to that?
We do curriculum-specific programming for teachers for the Tri-County area and the surrounding communities. And when we say curriculum-specific, we mean that whatever the teacher is teaching in the classroom, the phraseology that they're using, the concepts that they're teaching, all of that is embedded in our programming. The difference is that we are outdoors. So we have a quick overture inside our beautifully renovated dairy barn, and then we head right outside to the trails. And the teachers know that when they come to Waldemar programs, they are getting the reinforcement that they need to be able to have those kids go home and actually test better. And teachers say it all the time. So we know that the work that we're doing with our school programs is helping. I would just like to bounce back with that Annie's Big Nature Lesson is a fantastic program. I do believe that it is the way of the future. What we have seen with our kids is that when they're done with that week, not only are the kids feeling like they are a part of the Nature Center, and Kit, I bet you feel like that too.
Absolutely.
Like those kids feel that they own that place. The parents do too.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we see as many parents as we do kids, and I've had frequently parents who have come back in and said, I'm amazed at this program. I can't believe that you can take my child out into the middle of your prairie and have that person sit quietly for an hour. My child never sits still. These children in this program are required to do observation, and they have a little stool and a little pad of paper, and that's it. And not only are the kids enjoying it and wanting to do it more, but the parents want to do it more, too. And I think that's really significant for a fine program.
Yeah, I'm thinking salmon, you know. I'm thinking, you know, we release those little salmon fry, and they go meandering out into the big waterways. But sure enough, they know how to get right back again. And I think that in many ways, this whole parent-child classroom impression will bring kids and families and adults back time and time again. I know that's even in my store with kids coming in with their parents, and they look at awe with these fish that are swimming back and forth. It's those kids that later on, another generation, are bringing their children in and setting up fish tanks. And I'm sure the same thing happens with nature centers.
Well, we've had a wonderful conversation this morning. Thanks for coming in. Lori McSweeney, Executive Director at Waldemar, and Kit Rich from the Nature Center Coordinator out at Harris Nature Center. Thank you both for joining us. We've really appreciated the conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Rick, once again, we've had a great conversation, and I'm very glad to have you back in here. For any of you who want to listen to this show live streaming on the web, or any of our previous shows, you can do that by going to our website at 1320wils.com. And while you're there, you can send us an email at mmpets@1320wils.com and let us know what your thoughts are. Or you can always visit us on our Facebook page. You can look up our previous shows any way that you want to do it. But on behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Nick Casey, for Rick Pruce back in the seat again, and I'm glad to have it. This is Lee Cohen saying thank you for joining us. Have a great week, and for gosh darn sake, will you please take good care of your pets? Have a great week, everybody.